Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently?
Sure, recently.
Boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, I honestly don't even know where to start, because again, this is not a job that anybody wants. This isn't a job that anybody applies for when it comes to actually bringing forth the resolve that so many claim that they desire. And what am I talking about? Well, you tell people the answer, which are all found. Answers to America's dilemmas are always found within the Word of God. And it always points the finger back at the responsible party. And see, therein lies the problem with the American people. They want somebody else to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. And that's not going to happen. As a matter of fact, that's the very reason the American people are in trouble today. Read the Bible, understand. We need justice. And if the American people are not going to bring forth justice, we're going to get more of what we've got. Before we get into today's topic, Middle Eastern immigrant planned jihad in North Dakota. Pretty crazy stuff. But folks, this is the stuff that you've been warned about over and over again since September 11, 2001. For 18 years, we were warned by the mainstream media as to the dangers of these people coming from war-stricken nations that are now bringing their culture into America with them, where when they get here, they mean to conquer, and I'll prove this in just a little bit here, but we're going to get to the main topic to show you exactly what's going on. And the point that I was making, friends, is that for 18 years, we were told by the mainstream media that the Muslims were the problem. They were the responsible party for dropping the two towers, yet if you put it into perspective, nobody could have dreamed over in the Middle East as to the things that have done to the American people in this country could have ever done or been done by Muslims, friends, more than your government, and which is responsible for much of what is going on today. What am I talking about? Well, the Patriot Act. When you look at the Patriot Act, what is it? It's the act of tyranny. It has nothing to do with the Constitution. It was passed at 3:30 in the morning. Not one individual read it. After the two towers dropped, they didn't know who to attack, so they ended up attacking Iraq, and where they killed 1 million innocent Iraqis. General Wesley Clark, you can go online, cross-check everything I'm telling you, who's the one that responsible for telling us that if there was not natural reserve there, oil, we wouldn't have a military presence there, only to find out that Halliburton, after the Iraqi war, made $34.5 billion. And then when George Bush, the junior little Gestapo, was asked the question as to who is responsible for the WMDs? He said, oh, it was a mistake, with a half smirk on his face, acknowledging the fact that there was never any WMDs there in the first place. But remember, it was the mainstream media that sold you that war. Okay, it was the mainstream media that sold you that war. And also keep in mind, there was only one outlet in the United States, one outlet that was telling the American people the truth. And guess what? The mainstream media and all their little hellish alliances, Isaiah 28 verse 18, demonized and attacked the very ones that were telling the American people the truth. You better get your game on, folks. That's the fact of the matter, because every war has always started with what? What first casualty? The truth. And the truth stands in the way of their objective. And yesterday we were talking about this. I don't mean to bleed into that show yesterday, but we were talking about the war that is a racket, and then we spent some time on the fact that if you want war, then send the politicians that are creating the wars, and that's how you stop the war. So again, there's so much to cover. I just got done. Hey, can somebody hand me that book, please? I want to show you guys over the last month. I thought I had my first book written over the last couple days here. It's right on the table. Only to go through it again, and then to go through it again, and then to go through it again. And now it needs to be redone again. So it should be right on the end of the table there, a copy of that book. Anyways, if it comes, it comes, friends. But I just finished my first book called Soldiers of the Cross. Got another book that I'm writing as well. I'm about 90% done with that. And then we also have another one rolling over where the Lord just dropped another title on me. And it's like, I have no idea why all this stuff is coming to me, folks. But it's coming to me. So anyways, with that said, friends, we've got much to cover. And we're going to be talking about the Middle Eastern immigrants, Plan Jihad. We're going to hit several topics concerning what's going on in the country today, which is just craziness. Why the American people are... Oh, by the way, I do want to say this. Thank you. Here's the book. Here's the first one, okay? And hopefully we're done. It's going to the proofreader one more time, and then we're already working on the title for that book alone. But I wanted to let you know, friends, that... what we're seeing today in this country is just unprecedented. As a matter of fact, I got video showing up, so I'm way ahead of the game. Forgive me. I've got a lot going through my mind right now. I'm up at 5, 6 o'clock in the morning writing these books on top of everything else that we're doing. Not complaining. I would be complaining if I wasn't doing it. Just bear with me. Before we get to the show today, if you want to give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to go over to social media platforms, please do. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. One more time, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews. If you want to call and stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to say this, too, because we've been getting people complaining about things freezing up, and that's on your end, not on our end. I've been getting people complaining about subscriptions from the Rumble feed, which is found on sonsoflibertymedia.com. That's on your end. We already talked to Rumble, and we're going back and forth with them. If there's any other censorship that's going on, which we see on Google, they're extracting, they're expunging all of our content on Google. They've been doing this for some time. Just went over to Bing, seeing they're doing the same thing there, friends. They're trying to expunge and erase all the information that's pertinent to standing up against their acts of tyranny. Again, I cannot emphasize this more than I am right now. Friends, your freedom of speech is under attack in a major way by the powers that are tolerated. This is how they are winning this war. The plandemic would have fell on its face after the first week if all the censorship that illegally took place to the big tech companies didn't go forward. They weren't allowed to do it. You see all the well, friends, all the big tech companies censoring speech. The same thing with the mainstream media. I can give you a case in point really quick. Everybody's talking about the five options that are given to them as their next president. It's interesting, friends, that there's over 1,162 different options, but you're only hearing about the options that they want you to look upon as your options. Folks, 1,162 other presidential candidates, and you only got five to pick from, and at the end of the day, two. And what people don't realize, the two are the establishment. They win either way. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomics special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomics have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to highlight something really quick for you because you guys have been hearing about this. I was just speaking of the censorship, the illegalities of it. Remember, Ben Franklin said that our freedom of speech is the bulwark against tyranny. This, you are incrementally being dismantled, friends. And this has been going on for a long time. And this we all know. Again, George Washington said, if they ever take away your freedom of speech, dumb you will be, and you'll be led as sheep to the slaughter. This is what's going on. And the other side of that, and this is what I wish the American people would listen to before it's too late, you have a small portion of people trying to convince you that they're in the majority when in fact they are the small minority. Any dictatorship is always premised on the lies that they promulgate. Ask Goebbels. Ask Mao Zedong. Ask Stalin. Ask Pol Pot. Ask Joe Biden. Ask what's been going on in this country for the last 30 years, friends. Okay? The noose is being tightened little by little, incrementally. I know some people just want to go back to sleep. The fact of the matter is that's when the enemy's souls tears, Matthew 13:25. Now let me prove what I wanted to prove to you here. Everybody's seeing this thing going on. This is the propaganda outlet, Washington Post. The outrage over Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town is explained. Outrage? Americans, I'm not a country fan first and foremost, and I don't listen to secular music, but the fact of the matter is I see it for what it is, and I'm going to call it for what it is because it proves the point of which I continuously highlight on this program. The outrage over Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town. I don't know where that outrage is coming from. Maybe it's coming from the current treasonous administration. Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22, 48. Maybe that outrage is coming from the useful idiots who don't want the people to see the power of who they are under God when it comes to the crimes that they're actually advocating for. I bet that's probably what it is. Read Psalm 94:16, folks. Be encouraged. Maybe all this outrage that the Washington Post is talking about, maybe it's coming from all five members of the criminal organization, by the way, which is created by the government, okay, and funded by the government, which means it's funded by we the people, because the government's stealing our money to fuel these provocateurs against the rest of we the people, as they're used as a political battering ram to upend, again, who we are. So the government can bring in more control. That's what this is about. Maybe it was all five members of the Black Lives Matters that's outraged over Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town. Or maybe how about those cowards, you know, maybe 10, 15 cowards that call themselves Antifa? Maybe they're the ones that the Washington Post is talking about when they're talking about the outrage over Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town. Outraged, the American people are outraged that the mainstream media is doing it again, and they're lying because there's no truth in them. Friends, read John 8:44. What do you expect from these people? What do you expect from useful idiots, friends? This is what they promote. They're destroying themselves in their own country, along with their own people, and they don't realize that they're a part of that destruction. Yeah, I'm not going to go there right now. The outrage over Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town. Oh, my goodness. Here, let me tell you about the outrage. Americans are so outraged by Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town that his song has skyrocketed to number one. Is anybody tracking with me here? 1-866-582-9933. Americans are so angry with Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town, which is pro-American through and through, that his song is went number one. And then, so what happened? Listen carefully, friends. The CMT pulled Jason Aldean's videos. So others got involved. Other country stars, as they call them. And I'm not advocating for this. I'm just telling you, when I see this, friends, I'm encouraged by the fact that the Lord is at work through people, regardless if they know it or not. Okay? And what I'm saying is other country stars got involved. So they went to the CMT, and because they pulled Jason Aldean's video, Try That in a Small Town, they decided to willfully and voluntarily pull their own stuff so CMT can no longer profit from their music. That's how this works. But it doesn't. That's not far enough. Let me just bring you over to 1 Samuel 17 really quick, because it's coming through me right now by the Holy Ghost. Do you remember in 1 Samuel 17, friends, little David, you know, he was a stripling. That means he was a youth. He was the one that was on the outside taking care of the sheep cot, taking care of the sheep. That's just King James Version. And remember how when he first came to the battle and he seen Saul and all the armies of Israel standing there and doing nothing when it came to the likes of Goliath? Do you remember what David said? He went over to Saul and said, listen, I can take out this Goliath that everybody's afraid of, is what he was saying. He said to his brothers, listen, I can do this. And it was his brother, Eli, he was the first one to say to him, we know your pride. No, hey, folks, because a man goes out and does what you don't do doesn't mean he's prideful. It just means he loves the Lord more than you do. That's all that means. Okay, but what I want you to catch here is he was willing to do it. And what did he say to his brother? Hey, listen, the Lord already raised me up. I already took out a bear. And he said, I already took out a lion. And he said, as for this uncircumcised Philistine, I come to him in the name of the Lord. And because he came to him in the name of the Lord, he faced off with Goliath because nobody else was willing to do it. Everybody was afraid of Goliath. Sounds familiar, doesn't it, cowards? Doesn't it fearful? When you read in Revelation 21, the first ones that go to judgment are the fearful. It means you feared the consequence of man rather than fearing the face of the Lord. You're the first ones to go to judgment. Revelation 21, verse 8. Read it when you get a moment. What did King David do? He picked up the five stones. He went after Goliath. One of the stones hit him right in the forehead. Goliath dropped over dead. Did David stop there? Nope, he didn't stop there. He didn't stop there at all. What he did is he went over and he stood on top of Goliath and he grabbed Goliath's sword and he took Goliath's sword and he chopped off Goliath's head with it. That is judgment. That is what Americans need when it comes to the head of corruption in this country. That is how God is glorified, is through judgment. According to his statutes, not according to how men play it safe in the establishment that everybody complains about today in this country. Everybody complains about the establishment, but nobody wants to go outside of it. Nobody wants to confront it. Nobody wants to confront it. Nobody wants to face off with it, but yet they all sit back, live their own lives, and they talk about their profession of love towards Jesus. It reminds me of a bunch of individuals on a ship where the ship is going down and there's men on the outside of the ship crying out to be saved. Well, 5 minutes prior to that, all those men that were on the ship were all praising Jesus as to how much they loved him. And then when it was time, when the ship started to sink, when it was time for them to act on the love that they professed for the Lord, they allowed all those men that fell overboard to go ahead and drown. And they did nothing in the process. Wasn't it Jesus that said, "You profess that you love me and you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me"? That is America, man. It really is. What's the point to which I'm trying to make here? The one point that I'm making here is, friends, you have to see it all the way through. And if you truly mean what you say when you love the Lord, then obey the Lord. And we obey the Lord because we see what his son did for us on Calvary. The just for the unjust. 1 Peter 3:18. I mean, my goodness, folks. What are we going to do? Are we going to just sit back and allow them to incrementally steal everything away from us? Because that's what they're doing. And again, I want you to remember, it's a small, small portion that are the ones that are selling you stories like the outrage over Jason Aldean's "Try That in a Small Town." In fact, his song went number one, and on top of it, others were encouraged to go to the battle and pick up the sword of Goliath and take off Goliath's head with it and say, "We're going to have nothing to do with this." And it doesn't go only so far as to say we're going to pull our music, but people need to go back and find out that what the mainstream media is doing, once again, is promulgating defamation, which is illegal, and they're lying, which is against the law in this country. We're going to come right back. I got another point I want to prove to you. You guys all heard of Hardy? I'll highlight this on the other side, too, because I'm sure he had problems when his video came out, and the mainstream media wanted you to believe that everybody was outraged over his music. Well, let me show you again, only to prove the point, which I constantly prove on this show. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News update. Doctors in the Southwest have reported a rise in contact burn cases amid extreme heat. Dr. Robert Martinez is with St. Rose Siena Hospital in Las Vegas. He tells 8 News Now.
If you go to the pool and you step on the cement, probably 140 degrees.
The reports of severe burn incidents, some fatal, come from hospitals in Arizona and Nevada. Chinese hackers reportedly breached email accounts of top U.S. diplomats, including Ambassador to China Nicholas Burns. The Wall Street Journal reporting hackers also broke into the email accounts of Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo and Daniel Crittenbrink, the Assistant Secretary of State for East Asia. North Korea fired several cruise missiles into the Yellow Sea overnight. It is the second such launch this week. Analysts note the missile launches follow North Korea's warnings over the U.S. deploying a nuclear submarine in South Korean coastal waters. John Schaefer, USA News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
LibertyMedia.com, social media platforms. Go to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page and subscribe. And or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Why people wait until the last segment to call in? I know not. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. So I'm highlighting this right now, the outrage over Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town, right? Well, his song, Americans are so outraged that his song went number one. Okay. Again, there's no truth in these people, and they do not have the liberty or the right to lie. Freedom of speech does not give anybody a right to lie. Lying is a violation of law. I know Americans don't understand the word licentiousness compared to that of liberty, okay? But true freedom is found in Christ, not outside of Christ. I'm thinking of John 8:32 and 2 Corinthians 3:17. Read it when you get a moment. So I just highlighted the fact that outrage over Jason Aldean's Try That was a propaganda message given unto the people through the Washington Post. Not that anybody reads it, because we know that a lot of these outposts for the New World Order, the globalists, have been bankrupt. We know that. So one has to ask the question, where are they getting the money to keep pushing this anyways? They're just controlling it by stealing the people's money and doing it by force. That's called totalitarianism. Okay. So with that, going back to Jason Aldean, other country stars, as they call themselves, stood up to the plate with Jason and said, you know what, if they're going to pull your stuff, the CMT, we're going to pull our stuff too. They're not going to make money off us because the message of the American people is found within this video. People have had enough of what's going on, so what they're trying to do is browbeat Jason Aldean and others into submission, and others are not standing down and saying, go ahead and do that. Please, may I have another? It's just not happening, right? Well, I wanted you to see this. Because I don't know if you guys have ever seen this video. My son showed this to me some time ago. And it was a video which basically brought to the light justice, Isaiah 51 verse 4. And the guy's name, and I'm not trying to lead you to his music, but I'll tell you what. In this particular video, it's called Wait in the Truck by a guy named Hardy. Maybe that's the song. But I think it's him, Hardy, okay, and it's called Wait in the Truck. What it is he's driving down the road, and all of a sudden he sees a girl that's been beaten and abused, raped. And he gets out of his truck, it's raining out, and he walks over to her, and as he walks over to her, he looks at her and realizes what has happened. He tells her to get in the truck because he wants to protect this woman. In the process of doing that, he asked her, where does he live? The one that abused you, the one that raped you. So what he did is he took out his gun and he went inside of the trailer house and he killed the perpetrator. Oh my gosh, Bradley, that is just, oh, that's terrible. No, I know. I understand a lot of people think that way because they have more mercy for the guilty than they do for the innocent. Read Proverbs 17:15. God calls the way that you think an abomination. And it also tells us in Proverbs 28, verse 5, that evil men understand not judgment. It is the heart of God, period. Psalm 9:16 and 17. Read it when you get a moment. It's the heart of God. If you want a righteous land, then you're going to have to enforce the law unto judgment, that you may know righteousness, and here's the big word, peace, according to God's law, not man's, right? When you look at God's state statute, what happens when a man rapes a woman today? Oh, he's out of jail in 6 months, and then he's put on probation, only to go out and do it again, and again, and again. There's a 74% recidivism rate. Do you know that? They're not afraid because there's no consequence in deterring them from committing the crime. They know that if they go out and commit the crime, they're just going to be thrown back in jail again for three squares a deal, a roof over the top of their head, free schooling. The list goes on. This system that the American people have tolerated of justice is an injustice to anybody with eyes to see and ears to hear. It's a system of indulgence is what it is. Going back to rape, what's the consequence in the sight of God if a man rapes a woman? Death. Exodus 22, verse 18. Death. Death. Go back to the beginning days of this country. It was not tolerated. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Why? Because they were ruling through canon law, ecclesiastical law. You know it as common law in America today. It's premised on what? God's Torah. See, man has left God and he's allowed corruption to rule the roost so they can fill their pockets, because at the end of the day, that's what it's about. Just ask the correctional institutions, as they call them, ask the correctional institutions how much they make a year in this country. That'll shut anybody's mouth. They make $64 billion off slave labor. You have the highest incarceration rate in the world. Why? Because Americans have left off justice. Let me remind you that you can't find prison in the Word of God or God ever ordained prison. Nope, you can't find it. You've seen where the corrupt created prison, but not the Lord. Matter of fact, what you do find in the Word of God is the Lord in the New Book, or in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, breaking his apostles out of prison, don't you? Yep, by sending an angel and freeing them, Acts 4, 5, 12, the list goes on. Gosh. Let's go back to Hardy. Hardy here in his video brings justice upon the head of someone that was guilty of raping an innocent woman. And because he did what Scripture tells him to do, according to God's statute, he begins to ask for mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. For doing the Lord's will. You know, I bet there was a whole lot of outrage going on throughout the country during that particular time when Hardy released his movie, his video called Wait in the Truck. And then, of course, the man that obeys God, he's thrown in prison for dealing with the corrupt that the judge failed to deal with. Let me say this. So you understand, judgment upon the heads of the guilty is a mercy to the innocent at large. Isaiah 26:9 tells us that when that happens, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. We used to do that in this country. We didn't teach them how to commit the crime. And the people surely didn't stand back and watch them teach their kids in a public school how to commit the crime the way that they are today. Nope. They tolerated no crime. Why? Because if anything kicked against the sacrifice that was on the altar for our freedoms, anything that kicked against that sacrifice was not tolerated in any sense of the word. None. Zero. Zilch. Hey, folks, let us never be guilty of sacrificing any portion of truth on the altar of peace. Never. No. We hold to the Word of God, period. Okay. Now, what I want you to see is, again, as I was stating a moment ago, that when Hardy put his video out, I guarantee you Wait in the Truck was under fire by the tyrants. By the way, tyranny rules through what? Lawlessness. See, they're at war with God, and they're showing you that they're at war with God. So are they obeying God or are they disobeying God when it comes to justice? Exactly. They're disobeying. They're trying to create a world without God. Never going to happen. Okay? How outraged were the American people when they seen Hardy's video where he actually dealt with someone that raped an innocent woman? Here, I want you to see this, okay? Because they'll tell you that people were just outraged at all of this, okay? You ready? Look right here on social media platforms. If not, I will. This just went up 10 months ago, okay? Just went up 10 months ago. This is the justice the American people want. 56 million views just went up 10 months ago. Oh, I guarantee you, the media was attacking him too. Here, what's coming to my aid right now is Daniel 8:25. I'm going to go over there. We're doing live radio. Hang on. And I want you to hear how the corrupt mean to rule. They mean to rule through policy, not law. Policy stands in contrast of law. Their policies undermine the law, the Constitution, and the enumerated laws. In Daniel 8:25, it says, "And through his policy also he shall cause craft, rebellion towards God, to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace, a false peace, he shall destroy many." And it tells us he shall also stand up against the prince of princes. But what does the Bible say? This is the lesson people don't learn. Learn it now. Listen carefully. This individual and these people that go along with these individuals that destroy through peace, a false peace, that stand up against the prince of princes, that's what it is. It's rebellion towards God by not doing his will on this earth as it is in heaven. He shall be broken without hand. He shall be broken without hand. In other words, the Lord's not playing. Period. He's not playing. I don't understand how people don't understand when they read the Old Testament, for the very few that actually do read the Old Testament, that that's the character of God. Christ fulfilled that in the New Testament. They're not like at odds with each other, friends. Christ fulfilled the old. But the Father is still the same in an exhibition and revelation of his character that he means for us to know. and how we're to establish His will again in this earth as it is in heaven through His government. And if we don't want to do that, well, sin is reproached to any nation, and that's what we're seeing, right? We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You know, some people want to know why is it that evil does what evil does? Well, the Bible calls it a mystery of iniquity really quick, okay? And I'm just making a real quick point here. But if you look at Scripture in Ecclesiastes 8:11, why do they do what they do? Because they think that there is no God. That's what they say. And I know, you know, it tells us two times in the book of Psalms, and I'm thinking of Psalm 14:1, the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. Absolutely. And it tells us right after that they have done the abominable thing. That's right. They know that there's a God. The Bible says the devil believe. The devils believe and tremble. Okay? And are you stupider or willfully ignorant to the point where you want to disacknowledge the fact that you have a creator? I mean, a building has a builder. A painting has a painter. Creation has a creator. Common sense comes into play, right? We all have that. I know that there's people that do their best to go ahead and try to be obstinate towards the obvious, but that's to their own demise. But people do. They ask the question, why is it that they think that they're above the law? Because the people have taught them that they're above the law. And when I say and make reference to the fact that every country deserves the government that it has, it's really true. Now, well, some will say, well, Bradley, that's not true. I don't agree with this. Well, then if you don't agree with it, let me ask you something. Are you standing against it? Because if you're not, you agree with it. Charles Spurgeon said, listen, if you want to see why people are the way that people are, follow them home. He's right. Because if they're not preaching against sin, it means they're guilty of the sin that they tolerate. That is scriptural. And it shows you what they have their hearts attached to before the Lord. The Lord said, and I know people get frustrated on this, but this is another branch of this topic, and I'll come back to Ecclesiastes 8:11 just in a moment here. This is a prophetic ministry. Do you get how this works now? But what's interesting is when you look at, you know what, I'll just go back to this. Fool you on it. Why do men do the things that they do? Because they think that they're above the law. It's temporal. It tells us in Psalm 22 that no man is able to save his own soul alive. These people are just blatantly going headlong into hell, and they're trying to bring everybody with them. Well, I'm not going with them in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. I want to just give you the common sense answer to all of this, just so you can understand. They're hell-bent. Okay? They're at war with God, and it's a war they're going to lose, and they're going to find out the hard way if they don't repent. Okay? That's just how it works. All of us are going to the judgment seat of Christ. Everybody on the planet since the beginning of the time, to the end of time, we're all going to go to the judgment seat of Christ. Psalm 9:27, I'm thinking of Revelation 21, verse 8. 2 Corinthians 5 as well. We're all going to stand before the Lord. We're all going to go to the judgment seat of Christ. Period. And if you're His, and you're washed in the blood of Christ, you have nothing to worry about, but you're going to live accordingly on this earth, right? But evil men do evil things because they think that they're getting one over on somebody. They're not getting one over on anybody. But a sentence against an evil work is not, or should I say, because a sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, which is for His church to do, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set on them to do evil. That's why they do it. If the people didn't tolerate their crimes, guess what? They wouldn't do it. I just seen somebody on social media platforms concerning the names Joe Biden, Donald Trump, and the other establishment characters and clowns in the circus of politics that are being delivered up to the American people as options for the 2024 presidential election cycle. See, apparently people still don't want to listen to the fact that there's 1,162 different presidential contenders. And you haven't heard a peep about one of them except the ones that they want you to hear a peep from. Does that tell you that the narrative is controlled? Yes. And no matter who wins, the American people lose, right? Okay, so aside of that, when the American people become the law and they tolerate the crimes no more under judgment, that's going to teach men the fear of God. I'm not talking about the establishment system. We already see how corrupt it is. And I'm not aiding and abetting the tyrants that want me to tell you that the old system doesn't work. I'm not that guy. I'm telling you to go back to the old system. I'm telling you that we need good men in the institution of government that God has ordained, and that we need to function the way that the Lord ordained through our forefathers. That's what I'm telling you. Okay? Sorry, bad guys, just ain't going to work out for you that way today. I love the institution of government the way that it was designed, period. That's not how it's working any longer, as we all well know. Okay, so let me make another couple points here, and then we're going to get over to hour two, and then we're going to hit the main topic. Yesterday, I heard some talk, and we've been hearing this for years, about them, the corporations, the fascist state, working hand in glove with corruption in government that are trying to, Isaiah 28 verse 18, that are trying to get you one way or another, no matter what it takes, to put a chip in your hand so that you can buy and sell. And if you don't go along with it, well, then you're not going to be able to buy or sell. Well, some will say, yeah, Bradley, I've heard that too. It's not a fear tactic. It's scriptural. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Well, yesterday on the propaganda outlets, they were pushing this like it was the coolest thing since sliced bread. And for those that haven't made the connection yet, and I said it yesterday, and I need to say it again today, they're trying to come up with a social credit system here in America that's already in operation in China right now. Okay, and I'm going to give you the 1, 2, 3, 4 points in just a moment here. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to set a standard according to what they say. Americans, the DHS has already given 72 definitions of what a terrorist is. And it has nothing to do with subversive organizations or illegals or the sodomites or the communists that are within. It has everything in the world to do with those that are Christians and hold to our God-given rights under the Declaration of Independence, the seedbed, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. Anybody that holds to who we are as a people, corruption wants to know that you are the domestic terrorist. Okay? We know that. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. And if you don't go along with it, then they want to deem you and demonize you through the public and even go so far as to put your name out there as you being an enemy of the state. Well, if that's the case, then I guess I'm an enemy of the new state, not the old state. Okay? And what they also like to do is they want to say that you're a national security threat if you are one that's going out there making a difference for good concerning giving people the history of who we are and where it is that we came from so we can go forward in the same way in handing off the baton to our future posterity. Yeah, we know that as well. Then I guess that I am a national security threat because I am holding to who we are, not what the corrupt want us to be. Okay, now let me go over to the Chinese social credit system, and so you can understand what will come here if, again, Americans don't put a stop to it. There was a journalist, I watched the video, I played a little of it for you last week on sonsoflibertyradio.com, and what was interesting to note, friends, was when I was playing the video, there was a journalist in China who's exposing corruption in the government. Well, what he started to notice is he couldn't get his money out of the bank. He couldn't get a loan. He couldn't get a job. He couldn't get an apartment. You get where I'm going here? Okay, listen carefully. The goal of the China social credit system is to provide a holistic assessment of an individual's or a company's trustworthiness. Here, you have the devil defining trustworthiness. The Chinese social credit system, while still in development, is arguably an extension of existing social rankings and ratings in China, which have existed for a millennia. Okay. Maybe they forgot that Mao Zedong used to be their daddy, right? They still praise him over there. The grandkids of the man that murdered their grandparents, they're still praising him. Okay. The consequence of a poor social credit system could be serious. It may affect travel, as I said, employment, as I said, access to finance, as I said, and the ability to enter into contracts. Hey, folks, is that happening already in America through social media platforms? Yep. Just think when it gets to the point where they shut down your phone because they don't like what you have to say, or you can't travel, or you can't buy a home, or you can't rent, or you can't get a job. Oh, that'll never happen. Yet you might want to slow down and slow your roll and think about what you may have just said, because it's already happening. It's essential that only foreign business consolidation or establishing a presence in China, seek professional advice for managing a social credit score. Folks, they're trying to do that here. They're trying to take it a step past that by trying to get you to put a chip into your hand. America, here's the good news. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. Hour two coming up, 1-866-582-9933. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out the store for a moment, and we'll be right back on the other side. Hour two coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.